Meanwhile, it has been another deadly day in Iraq. At least 24 people are killed and over two dozen others injured in separate attacks in the northern part of the country. Now, in the latest incident, at least 10 people were killed as a car bomb hit a joint army and police patrol in the city of Mosul. A dozen people were also injured. 12 people were killed in bomb and militant attacks in and around the city of Kirkuk. Of this, as the parliament speaker escaped unharmed in a car bomb attack which targeted his convoy south of the city. Now, the deadly violence comes as Baghdad is preparing for parliamentary elections scheduled for April the 30th. Now, according to UN figures, violence killed some 9,000 people in 2013. Let's cross over to London, joined by Middle East expert Dr. Jaafar Hadi Hassan. Thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Hassan. Dr. Hassan, now we're getting closer to the parliamentary elections in Iraq, and of course, we're seeing basically the same-o, continual violence. Can the Iraqi government ensure the safety enough, ensure security enough, that people will feel actually secure in going out to vote? One, and two, what will it take overall to get a grasp on this increased security measures?
I don't think the government will secure people to go to the ballot box at all. In fact, as you have said about the bombings today, and as you know, there have been bombings for the last 2-3 years every single day. So many people being killed, and they are also being injured. Therefore, the government cannot secure at all, cannot have a proper security for the people. In fact, people are frustrated by these bombing every day. And they are generally against the government because the government cannot do anything about this. Although Mr. Al-Maliki always says, we will stop this, we will stop this, but never this one stopped. This is one thing. The other thing, as you know, there is a war in Anbar for the last 3-4 months. And this war is increasing in casualties and in money also. There are millions of pounds spent on this war. So there is no security in that.
Well, also, let me just jump in here, Dr. Hassan, because we're very limited on this program as far as time. But in general, of course, we know that it's Al-Qaeda that has been behind the bombings and the trying to inflict a lack of security in general and that country. What about those entities that are supporting these terrorist entities? Do you think that the international community, if they wanted to, could actually put pressure on these countries that are supporting Al-Qaeda? And I would ask you, who are the main countries? Which are the main countries that are supporting this, wanting basically not for Iraq to have stability?
Well, it is obvious that there are countries, particularly some neighbors' country, they are helping these people, Al-Qaeda and Daesh and others. It is one known fact, and I don't think international pressure will be put on these countries, or will affect to stop these countries to stop helping these people. The evidence for that the bombings and the attacks has been increasing for the last 2-3 months. Therefore, it means that these countries like Saudi Arabia is helping, in fact, these people, and they will continue to help, because these countries, they will never, ever accept a Shi'i government in Iraq. Therefore, since this government came to power, many hinders and many obstacles being put in its way, and one of them is helping Al-Qaeda. Okay. So Al-Qaeda bombing will continue.
All right, so sorry we have to end it. We're out of town, out of London. Thank you for being with us, Middle East expert Dr. Jaafar Hadi Hassan.